You. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Friday the 5th of November. We have Evan Leibovich, Avery Doria, Rafik Damak, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Sébastien Bachelet, Elaine Pries, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies today from Tijani Benjema, Carlos Aguirre, Michaeli Nalon, Alex Gokuru, Tony Harris. If I could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Avery.
Okay, thanks. This is Avery, and I'll be in the role of meeting chair again today. First, I want to go through the SOI DOI stuff. SOI, statement of your relationship to ICANN and sort of what it is you do and why you participate. Does anybody need to update their SOI at this point, or has anyone made a recent update to their SOI that they wish to point out? Okay, hearing none. The other is the DOI, which I understand may be short-lived, but anyhow, at the moment, it still exists. And this is a description of any particular interest you may have in the issues being discussed at today's meeting. Does anybody wish to make a DOI statement or an update to any previous DOI statement? Okay, hearing none, I'll assume that we all have the SOIs and DOIs they always had. Remind everybody to update them if and when they should need it. Okay, and I see Andrew has joined.
He's just disconnected.
Oh, he's just disconnected. Okay, so he was here, but now he's not, but I assume he'll be back. In terms of today's agenda, what I am suggesting is, one, discussing the meeting schedule / timing of future meetings. We're hopefully today finishing the two items and setting in motion, delivering them. We are going to discuss later in the meeting, if we get there, future charter objectives. But the two questions come up. One is, do we need to make a change in the time related to the fact that we're going through the daylight to summertime or the summertime to daylight savings changes? Or do we stick with our meeting is scheduled, UTC, we live in the world where we live in the world, and them's the breaks? Or, you know, and the other thing is meeting schedule. We're going to go through a set of changed work items. It may be a while before those are approved, but I think we've sort of accepted that, you know, we're going to keep working, but do we need a two-meeting-a-week schedule at the moment? Do we drop back? And if we drop back, do we drop the Tuesday or do we drop the Friday? So that's one item. Then I wanted to walk through the addendum, specifically the public comment summary and analysis. So, of course, if there are any other issues anybody has in that, hopefully we can get that finished. I can then put that through a two-day call just to make sure we're fine. My assumption is that while, and please correct me if I'm wrong when we get to this point in the meeting, that while one is being translated, the addendum isn't necessarily being translated, though I don't know that that's a correct assumption, but the other assumption I have is that both are going out at the same time. And so we'll have to deal with that particular issue. Then we've got the immediate announcement that Carla wrote up and sent out, and that I understand at least Eric has commented on. I see Alan has joined us. Hello, Alan. And so the immediate announcement and whether there's any editing or issues with that. And then, should we get there, start discussing future charter objectives. And one of the issues that we have there is, how soon do we want to do that? For example, if we want the GNSO to have it on its agenda, or at least introduced onto its agenda at its next meeting, then Rafik would need to be able to put in a motion by the 11th. And what I did this morning was just a very quick first estimation of a of the charter objective motion, though it's rudimentary and it's really just there for a placeholder for people to start, you know, beating up on and seeing what we end up with at the end of the day. Okay. Any issues on the charter? Anything I'm missing? I thank Eric for making a mention on the list of the media announcement because I had forgotten it from the charter. I mean, from the agenda. Are we fine to proceed on this agenda?
Yep.
Okay. Hearing no nays, seeing no red X's. Anytime anybody objects to something that's being said, get up the red X and, you know, and then we'll figure it out. Okay, so the next thing is, the first thing is the meeting schedule timing. I already sort of gave an intro to that. Anybody want to comment on that? Nobody? Okay, so I guess my first question is, do people think we should continue on our two meeting a week? Okay, Elaine, yes, please.
Thanks. Yeah, I just I would love to see a poll with some new timing options. It's very difficult for me to be on Friday at 7. That's when I'm trying to get everyone out the door for school and work. And 6 a.m. on Tuesday is brutal, too, so I'd love it if we had some new options.
Okay, thank you. So that's on the answer of timing. Do you have a viewpoint on the maintaining the two meetings a week or dropping back to one while we're working out the next level of stuff and then perhaps escalating again to once we have enough stuff to talk about?
I'm concerned about dropping to one meeting because this working group seems to be very light on the mailing list usage. So maybe if we use the mailing list more, one meeting a week would be okay, but otherwise I don't think we'd get very far very fast.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl.
Yeah, I'm countering just about everything Elaine just said. I think we at this point we probably can drop back one, and if it was going to be one of the two, it should be the Friday, not the other one. I guess that would support Elaine's hassles of getting people out the door at 7 a.m. on Friday. And in terms of the timing and repolling, fine, go ahead, try it, make sure it doesn't clash with anything else. But do realise, of course, that when you move later in the northern hemisphere space, you move from what is now 1 a.m. In our time here to 3 a.m. in New Zealand and even or more difficult times in Asia Pacific to even earlier, so it'll end up from, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 a.m. You know, it is one of the problems of a global work group. So if it's a matter of undue hardship for various of us at various times, could I propose that you do a rotating roster where everything is moved on 8 or 12 hours and then everyone shares the pain equally?
Okay, thanks. Cheryl, I'd only like to perhaps, and please forgive me, correct you on one thing. I don't think it's a north-south issue. I think it's an east-west issue.
Oh, right. Well, whatever. I'm in the Antipodes, right. So I'm definitely south.
Oh, yeah, but the timing. But anyway. Okay, so there's those two points. One issue I'd like to bring up in terms of the two meetings a week is that, and some of this work, if people have looked ahead to some of the future charter objectives, and, of course, those were the items contained in 3, we could conceivably have some teamwork, and perhaps one meeting could be used
for a team,
for a particular team, whereas and not be a full-on meeting. And,
yep.
And perhaps that would both deal with your issue of dropping back and deal with Elaine's issue of that. I have always been very supportive of the rotating 8 hours or rotating the pain. Maybe 8 hours isn't the quite right number. It might be 10 and 7 sometimes just to see how things fit in slots. I have generally seen that every time we've polled on the idea of rotating, rotating loses.
Mm.
And I'm not sure why. I'm certainly not, you know, basically, as one person has just said on the chat, non-fixed schedule reduces ability to participate on calls, and I guess that's true for many people.
That is a big issue, and I certainly admit that, but if we're doing undue hardship for some, then it's something worth considering.
Okay. So, where do we go from here? We could certainly do a couple doodle polls. We can do a doodle poll on rotating, but if we do that, I'd like to ask everybody to sort of try and consider it not only from their own personal perspective, but from the perspective of pain sharing. And that would, of course, be the thing. Okay, Alan, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that hardship is one thing, losing people is another. There are very few people who have actively participated in this thing throughout most of its life. And if one or two of those disappear because the hardship becomes unbearable, the group's dead, unless we can attract a whole bunch of new people very quickly, and I'm doubtful that we can do that. So it's something to factor in, and a doodle will hopefully show that. Thank you.
Okay. So do people think we should do a doodle? I mean, one of the problems with a doodle on this, and one of the reasons it works so rarely, is it is a tyranny of the majority issue, in that we have very few participants from Asia, we have very few participants from the Australian and New Zealand time zones, and we have a majority of participants from the North American and European time zones. So we have very few participants, as both Alan and Eric now said. So, how should we proceed on this? Should we just, I mean, there's a possibility that just says keep everything where it is, let the UTC remain where the UTC is, don't put us through the pain of rethinking it. And, I mean, if we remain the UTC where it is, that would change the timing somewhat for those in California, but it would make it 5 and 6 as opposed to 6 and 7. Yes, Sebastian.
Yeah, more than changing the time, effectively the question is the participation, but we have also to take into account the fact that there are all a bunch of other working group and time already set up for other working groups, and it's a general picture we need to have, and the only one who has that, it's Gisela. My concern, it's not really the time, it's if we change, Can we attract more people? If yes, then let's change. Even if it's middle of the night in Europe, that's okay with me. But that's the main goal. That's not to be to have a time that's it's okay for one or the other. It's more to have more people. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So that almost suggests that we have a poll with two questions, and then we put off having this discussion again until we've gotten that poll. One is. How do you feel about a rotating time schedule that shares the pain? And the second question is, and especially for those that are on the list that no longer participate in the calls or perhaps never did, is if this was at another time, would you be able to participate and find out about that? And then, you know, yes, we would have to rely on Gisela. One question I have for you now, Gisela, is, and then hopefully we can move on. One question I have at the moment is, if we stay at the same UTC as we are now, do we conflict with anything? Or if we stay at the same, you know, or how do we do if on 1 hour either side, if we end up not staying with UTC but rooting ourselves off of, you know, the same time in post-daylight savings time, once both have shifted.
Okay, Avery, this is Gisela. If we go for the Tuesday, we currently have it at 1300 UTC for 1 hour. If we want to maintain it at 1300 UTC, we then have the option of actually having a call even for 90 minutes if you'd like. There's no conflicting meetings there. The meeting that is after this, which would have been conflicting, has been moved 1 hour later UTC. With regards to Friday, we've got a clear slate.
Okay.
Except for the Tuesdays when we have the ALAC meeting, that will then start at 1500 UTC. So if we were to change the Tuesday meeting to 1400 UTC, it would definitely be limited to 60 minutes with regards to the ALAC members.
Okay, thanks. Actually limited more to 50 minutes because they need to start drifting out.
Yes. Yeah.
Gisela, what about I'm on geographic regions call. I finished a geographic regions call at 20 past 12. Where does that figure in all of this on a Friday?
The geographic regions call is not a set date and time. We usually try and do it at 12 UTC. That may potentially become 13 UTC, but there's no fixed date.
So that could influence them as well, yeah.
Yes, the geographic UTC calls used to be on a Wednesday, more on a Wednesday, so I'll wait to hear from Rob with regards to that. But as it stands now, it's on no fixed date. I was just trying to get an idea of the fixed working group.
Which, might I say, is a huge argument for fixed dates.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. So let's do the polling. I suggest that for the coming Tuesday and probably the coming Friday, assuming we need those and we don't decide to cancel them, let's leave them as they are, rooted in UTC, and then we'll make decisions based on what comes out of Doodle Polls. Does anybody object to doing that? That we'll stay fixed with UTC for next week, and over the week we'll figure out what we're doing going forward. And part of that will depend on our last substantive topic of today's discussion, assuming we get there. If not, we'll be having that on Tuesday. Okay. Anybody object vehemently?
Nope.
Okay. I'm especially looking for those on the call because that means for most that will be an hour earlier next week. For some, I guess Europe doesn't shift over, so for the U.S. that'll be an hour earlier next week. I don't know. I'm confused.
It'll be
UTC, whatever it is. Okay. Anything else on that before I move on? This will be a topic we come back to. Okay. I'd like to move to the walkthrough of the addendum, especially Section 4, Public Comment and Summary and Analysis. I'd just like to check and see whether there are any comments we have to deal with in 1, 2, and 3. I don't think so. I mean, because they're basically transcripts and records of what has gone on previously. So, yes.
This is, there was a problem with the numbering of the section, so I just wanted to know that I corrected that. And I also added Eric to the list of meeting members or the list of members of the group because he wasn't there before.
Right, he joined partway through. Okay, thank you. So should we begin with, and so it's properly Section 4 at the moment, talking through the objections and the attendance records. Okay, it's not filled in yet. It will be. Okay, and so I'm moving through the document trying to get back to where we were. And then we had our provisional report in there. Started objectives. And then there was the transcript of the Brussels meeting. Has the, I'm looking at it slowly, the numbering is still problematic. Because I see through 63, 4 transcript Brussels meeting session, which is good. Do we have the blog thing that was put out?
We have the blog.
Okay, so that's where...
We have the
And then they
have the recent resolutions.
Okay. So, yeah, we still have the numbering problem. We have 389-4, public comment, summary, and analysis. That's obviously it and the thing before it can't be both four, but I'm not looking at it clearly at the moment. And then looking at the numbers underneath it, it's three. So we'll have to fix that numbering. Okay. So, but that's where we're starting here at line 390. Is that correct? So then we have an overview at 396 that lists the submissions from eight different parties. Then we have summary of comments and working group discussion. So 331 starts from African ICANN African community. And so it's basically 416 through okay, so we get to the yellow. So basically the yellow is the information that needs to be commented on, which starts at 464, working group discussion and summary. So is 464 through 495 an adequate answer for people? Does it need further work? What comments do people have on that response? Is it acceptable?
Avery, when you scroll, we're all scrolling, and it's hard to read it.
Uh-oh.
As you're moving it at your rate.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. So the sync is wrong.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you for mentioning it. So, okay. So
if we all read it exactly the same rate and remembered the same parts, it would have been fine.
I never thought that was the case.
Avery, this is Carla.
Yes,
in addition to making corrections to the numbers and sections, I'm also changing a thing that is final report to milestone report.
Thank you. Okay, so nobody needs to bring up final report versus milestone report. So I'm assuming people have looked at these before, but of course if not, so do people accept this answer?
Just one second, if you could.
Certainly.
I mean, there's little niggly, tiny details, but nothing I can get in a nod over. Like, I would take out the words from Africa in line 476, but that's just, you know, that trivial.
On 487, you don't mean deepening, you mean depending.
So I have to apologize because as I make the changes, my lines go completely
bonkers. Okay. Carla, where I'm looking, it says it's the line that begins in the thing that's up on the screen, parentheses, NGOs, end parentheses, may differ deepening on the jurisdiction. And, in fact, that should be depending, I think.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. And with Evan's issue, which was at line 476 in the version on the screen, is there any objection to dropping from Africa? Even though this is a specific response to the African comment. Okay, Elaine has raised her hand. Eric has raised his hand. So, Eric, you raised your hand first. Please go ahead.
Oh, wow, a race condition.
A race condition, but it orders the attendee list orders the hand raises for anyone.
I suggest leaving Africa in while I can still speak. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Elaine?
Agreed.
Okay, Evan, are you okay with leaving African? You said you wouldn't. It was not a big issue for you.
It's a big deal to me. If there's preference to keep it, then keep it.
Okay, thank you. So any other issues on this response? We've left Africa in, and we have changed deepening to depending. and that takes us through. Okay, Andrew says okay. Eric, you still have your hand up. Thank you. Any red X's?
Okay.
A couple checks. I see a hand up, Andrew.
Yes, really quickly, Avery. What I have is 490. When we're talking about NGOs, this is just a translation issue, I think. But around the world, when we talk about examples of NGOs around the world that have a healthy economical status, I think that's just a translation issue. To say that they have a healthy economical status isn't probably what we would say in normal text. Next.
So what
that have adequate resources or something like that.
Examples of NGOs that have
adequate resources.
Adequate resources. Does anybody object to changing healthy economical status to adequate resources?
I think that's a good catch. I certainly support that.
Thank you.
It's a direct translation. I totally understand it. It's just
I understand. Any red X's?
English nuance.
Any red X's? Any objections? No red X's. Okay, do you have that one, Carla?
So I'm changing from have a healthy economic status to have inadequate resources.
Have adequate resources.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are we okay to move to 332? George's comment? Seeing no objection. Okay, George's comments start at, the response starts at 503 and extends to 517. Any issue with the response? I'll give people a couple minutes to review it. Yes, Eric.
Thank you. I'd stop at line 503.
You'd stop at line 503. you would drop the rest.
Yep.
I'd like to hear other people's comments on that suggestion. Alan has his hand up.
I would add a last part to the sentence saying, and in our particular case, we have listened to input.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, okay. I would probably suggest changing it to, and in the case of this working group, has listened to.
Yes, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to give you the wording. I was giving
you
the intent. Yes.
Does anybody, Eric, I assume that you would not object to Alan's amendment of your suggestion?
Friendly amendment, yes.
Where is this amendment going?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm trying. It would be dropping lines 504, what is 504 on the screen, through 517, and it would be amending 503. This comment is not directly to the working group proposal or work. However, it should be noted that the JAS working group has responded to comments. Yes, Elaine.
Has indeed.
Elaine, please.
Just reading the text that follows, it sounds like we're just explaining when we've listened and how we've listened. So could you tell me why you would want to drop that?
Okay, Eric? Okay, I see Alan's hand up, and Eric was asked the question. Alan,
I can give my reason very quickly.
Okay, please.
He's put this comment into everyone. He was not targeted at ours. We're going through a pro forma business of responding, but I don't think it needs to be belabored.
Okay. Eric.
Thank you. Plus one to that, and George has become a variation on Dan Fumi. He's just a crank. Thanks.
I'm not sure that somebody being a crank is a reason not to answer their objection, but okay. Elaine.
Okay, I didn't realize that the context of the actual comment was or who the author was, so I understand that, but does that a personal response then rather than a professional response to the commenting situation?
Elaine, I don't think he's commenting about our work, so if he wants to engage us in a discussion of the weather, it's kind of silly for us to engage in him.
And I would like to point out that the 503 comment to say this is not related to the work, and that, you know, this working group has responded to comments, you know, is responding to his answer. It's not a personal dismissal. It's a response. It's just not detailed like the one we have now. Eric, is your hand still up, or is it new? Alan.
Yeah, I just for the benefit of those who haven't participated in a lot of working groups in the last couple of years, his comments are relevant and appropriate for what has happened much of the time. And
yeah.
if one reads the ATRT report or draft report, it's brought up there in spades. But we don't need to focus on it since I believe we indeed have spent a lot of time and carefully analyzed the input we've gotten. So since we're obliged to answer, we're answering. We're not treating it as spam advertising, you know, jock straps or whatever. But I don't think we need to do more than that.
Yep. Okay. So does anyone object to removing lines 504 through, what was it, 517? Please put an X up if you object to removing it. Okay. Does anyone, and let's just try and get the wording correct for the extension. Is it extension of a sentence or a second sentence? It should be noted, right? It should be noted.
I would put it as a however, and
however,
whatever parses properly.
However.
Can I read to you what I got?
Please do, yes.
This comment is not directly related to this working group proposal or work. However, it should be noted that the working group has listened and responded to comments.
Works for me. Is that a fine with everyone? Anyone object to that? That this working group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone comfortable? I see a green check. Any other checks? Any big red X's? Okay, in which case, that's done. Thank you. Moving on to 333 from New Star and Black Knight Solutions. There's a review of their comments. Then there's a review of the Black Knight Solutions. And then we get to the comments at 550, and they extend through 563. Eric, I see your hand. Go ahead, Eric. Are you muted?
Thank you for reminding me that I'm muted. The two comments are actually quite unrelated. I would propose to answer them each individually. That's it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Carla, can you, as you group them together, can you sort of give a reason for having combined them, how you saw them as similar?
I have to read them through. I thought the header. I'm sorry, just wait a minute.
If I may, Carla, the New Star response is, here's some money and help. The Black Knight's response is, one size fits all is the wrong approach. These are quite different.
Hmm.
I'm not saying either one is wrong or bad. They're just very different. So it's hard to respond with one response to two categorically different kinds of responses.
And it looks like the first paragraph might be an adequate answer for the first issue if it was divided, while the second paragraph pertains more to the second one-size-fits-all. Do you see it that way, Eric?
Yes, I do. I've responded to the first one with thank you very much, and I responded to the second one with we agree in spades. However, we can't change those.
Okay, so do people object to splitting this into two? One that is just Neustar that gets as a response a version of the thank you paragraph, or the we agree and thank you, and that the second paragraph or a version of it is applied to the Black Knight. I see Elaine's hand up. Yes, please, Elaine.
So we put this together some time ago, and I'm pretty sure there was discussion about how it should be responded to and the way we would write it. I think it's fine the way it is. We want to call out that they have offered to provide support to the applicants, and I don't want to spend, you know, however long it's going to take to rewrite something that seems adequate to me at this time.
Okay, thanks. Eric, would you be adverse to leaving them together even though you think they'd be better split?
I think you're on mute.
Eric, are you muted?
Yes, I was, and I couldn't find my keypad. So I can live with it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So does anyone object to following Elaine's recommendation and leaving this response as it is? Thank you, Elaine, for saving us some extra work, and thank you for Eric for the suggestion.
Well, not really. I was just changing.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. So, should we move on? 334 American Red Cross. And the comment starts at, I'm not there yet on my scrolling. Comment starts at 639 and extends through 653. Any issues? I really, these have all been discussed before, so, you know, I'm not surprised if there aren't. Andrew.
Yes, just quickly, we talked a little bit about this, not on the basis of its legal status as an NGO, but just on the idea of trying to reach out to support underserved communities, as with the IDN stuff. And I'm wondering if there's a way that we can, I'll grant you that that was a minority opinion, but it was one that we've had throughout. I wonder if there's a way that we can include something that says, by dint of your status as an NGO, you wouldn't qualify, but that there is some support for the idea that you might qualify on the basis of the support that you're offering to communities in need, even though you may not be an applicant in need.
Somebody sleeping on the call? Okay, anyone wish to comment on Andrew's comment?
Nope.
So
nope.
Basically, you're basically suggesting that there be a paragraph added?
It may even be just a line added. Go ahead, please. Someone was jumping in.
Is that Cheryl I heard with a comment?
I just said I think a sentence would do.
Yeah, I think a sentence would do. And I'm happy to go ahead when we're finished and just shoot you that sentence.
Please. And if you can also put it in the chat room right now so I can update the documents right now.
I will try. I'm trying to listen and write at the same time, but I'll try
right,
and do that.
I think with the way this call is going, I think it's good if you could take the 2-3 minutes while people are thinking about it and actually just try to put together a sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Eric asks the question. Eric had two suggestions in the chat. One, that has a substitution of individuals for applications. I'm not sure in what line. And asked, did we agree to prioritization? and then suggest removing the last two words of 652 and all of 653 unless there is agreement on prioritization. So while Andrew is trying to come up with some wording, please look at Eric's comments. Maybe Eric wants to, if he's free, unmute himself and
So it's just a concluding sentence in the response to the Red Cross comment, where we have the problem of individual versus applicant, and then the our agreement with the, or our expression of a belief that it's reasonable to prioritize. And I think this is something that we've stumbled on in the past. I could be wrong.
Well, we did prioritize on need. We did prioritize on need, so I'm not sure whether that sense. Yes, Elaine. Oh, Elaine's hand went down.
It's not so much that we prioritized on need, rather that we said that need was the single most important factor, but we don't have a prioritization between two or more equally needy applicants.
So they simply removed the last sentence to avoid confusion.
I'm just suggesting that if we haven't agreed to prioritize between equally needy applicants, for instance, favoring those from India over those from Europe, then this is just a statement we don't need to make unless we've already decided that we are making it.
Remaining silent could be a good thing.
Okay, so there's a suggestion to drop the sentence. Elaine.
Thanks. Yeah, I lost track of what we've decided about prioritization, but I did want to bring to attention the recent board resolution that says the board encourages us to provide specific guidelines on the implementation, such as determining the criteria for eligibility for support. We might, when we continue this discussion next week, consider if prioritization is part of that request from the board.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, so we will need to get to that. But leaving that sentence out now, do you see that as doing any harm at this point? And
no.
Okay, so does anybody object to dropping that last sentence? Please put an X up and put green checks up if you want to support dropping it, but put an X up especially if you don't want to see that sentence dropped. Okay, I see a check, and I see no X's. Okay. Andrew, have you had a chance? He's probably concentrating and or muted.
I'm sorry, I am concentrating and or muted. My apologies. I'm just trying to make it one sentence compact.
Okay.
If you give me a second, we can go on and I can come back to it if you like.
No, I'll give you the second.
Okay, thanks. I'm listening and watching and writing at the same time.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to make this a one-pass deal so we finish today, so please go ahead. We are halfway through the call.
Multitasking is not that easy, Andrew. We all recognize that.
Please don't talk.
No, I needed more coffee, that's all. Within the working group, there was some sentiment to support the office. What?
For those that are waiting, the next one will start at 6:73, so you could start your reading early.
Okay, Avery, let me try see if this gets where we were. Can I read it?
Please do.
Okay. All I was trying to do is capture the edge of our opinion. It says, within the working group, there was some sentiment that support might be offered to groups that provide assistance to underserved communities, including in rare cases for applicants that might otherwise not qualify on the basis of need.
Okay, thanks. I see Eric with his hand up, and I'd like other people to comment on that. If you could type that into the chat, it would be good so people could see the wording.
It's just very rough. I'm absolutely happy to change it.
Okay, that's great. Eric.
I'm dealing with the Arab comment, so I can wait.
Okay, thank you. So,
I'm trying to copy it in, but it doesn't seem to want to copy. Okay. I have to type it, yeah?
Yeah, okay. We keep typing. Anybody
should
wish to comment?
It should copy.
I'm sorry. I tried it. Didn't seem to go.
Yeah.
Let me try again.
Yeah.
Avery, where exactly is this sentence from Andrew?
I believe this sentence would go in the place of the one that we just removed.
At the end, at the very end.
Yeah.
So it would be the last.
At old 62,
okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Now the screen is frozen now.
Okay. Well, then just
gremlins.
Okay. Oh, and now it went away.
It sounded like a good sentence to me. I don't want it to get lost.
No. Okay. The only intent is to be consistent with our IBN comments and also to leave out that possibility. In the rare instance where the value of the assistance to the community is going to be high enough. Okay. I'm sorry. It has to restore. I lost my window, my Adobe Connect.
Okay. Well, then let's.
I got gremlins galore today. I'm sorry.
Okay. Why don't you send it out on the email list, and we'll come back to this at the end to read the sentence. I think people got the idea. Does anybody object to it without having seen the words? You'll see the words and get another chance. But to accept that what was said in principle, is there any objection? Okay, could you read it one more time, Elaine asks.
Sure. And then I'm happy to adjust it, if we like. But within the working group, there was some sentiment that support might be offered to groups that provide assistance to underserved communities, including in rare cases, applicants that might otherwise not qualify on the basis of need.
Thank you. Any objection to that in principle? And you'll see it written shortly. No? Okay. Then I suggest that we move on, and at the end, if it's been sent out, we could take one last look at it, assuming we've still got time after we have finished all the comments. Okay. Any objection to moving on to 335 from Arab team? Nope. Okay. Eric.
Well, thank you, Avery. The response in yellow is quite a bit longer than it needs to be, and it also doesn't address the second point. So the first point that the Arab team makes is that a ban on all participation by government is overly broad, and we've already dealt with that. Their second point is that the continuity instrument is actually a serious impediment to applicants. And I think if we point to our future work, we can deal with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, did we actually have the continuity instrument in the future work specifically? I know we had it as something that was mentioned as a possible remedy, and that is discussed in the document. Andrew's sentence has shown up now, so people please read it and we'll come back to it. On Eric's point, anyone have a comment? No comments? Do people believe we need to, A, add a reference to the fact that we did discuss, that this has been discussed in the current version of the guidelines, and then perhaps add a sentence, and in the continuing work of the working group that is being suggested, that is one topic that can be, further worked on. Does that seem like a reasonable response? And do we need 679 through 681? Was that also part of your question, that we don't really need to go there? Or am I misinterpreting what your response was?
No, you're correct.
Okay, so you would suggest dropping 679 through 681. How about 682 through 684? Is that a useful sentence?
Yeah, there's nothing in my mind that's useful after the first paragraph in the response, and that still doesn't answer their part B of their question, which is about the continuity problem.
Right. Okay, so you're suggesting that basically we remove from 679 to 694. Does anybody have a comment on that, positive, negative? People want to agree with it, please give checks. People disagree with it, please give red X's. People that have a verbal comment, please raise your hand. Elaine has her hand up. Yes. Please, Elaine.
Unless it's inaccurate, I prefer to leave in explanations because we did discuss it and we did consider it and explain why we're taking whatever position we're taking.
Okay. Any comments on that? I see Evan agreed with taking it out. How do people feel about Elaine's comment in favor of leaving it in?
I can withdraw my, I don't feel very strongly about this either way.
Okay, Eric, do you feel very strongly in terms of removing it as long as we add something else?
Well, the add something else is mandatory, or else we're just ignoring our Part B.
Right. No, and in fact, I'm typing a suggestion in the chat at the moment.
Then the Part A response, whether it's short or long, is immaterial. The absence of a response to Part B is material. Thank you.
Okay, I typed something. In terms of the continuity instrument, of course, somebody would have to fix my spelling. The working group did discuss this issue and recommended some possible solutions. As part of the continuing work being considered for charter extension, this will be looked at further. Does that work? Is that sufficient, insufficient, leaving aside my ability to inability to spell? Thank you. That work for you, Eric?
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody object to adding that sentence? Extension. Yes, thank you for that second correction spelling. Spelling correction, thank you. That's what happens to a brain that's trying to timeshare. Okay, so Carla.
Just make sure that I understand the changes here. So I keep the first paragraph
You keep everything. You keep everything and add this last sentence.
Oh, so we are decided to keep everything. Okay.
Yeah, Eric basically said that if I understood him correctly, Eric basically said that he would, as long as we put in the extra thing, he didn't really mind if we kept what he thought was too much info. But he could live with it as long as we put in the last sentence, then I see a yep.
Okay.
So just add this last sentence, but add it correctly with instrument and extension spelled correctly.
Yes, it has been added. And I also added Andrew's
Thank you.
Sentence.
Yeah. as the last sentence in the previous section?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, can we move on from here to the next one? Thank you. So the next one is from Danny Younger, the NGO domain proposal, and the answer shows up at 7:30. And it goes through 7:43. Any comments? Give people a second to read. I'd like to note that we are now at the hour with 30 minutes left. Okay, is there any objection to leaving this as is? Please put up a red X or your hand to speak. Any objection to me moving on? Yell out, don't move yet. Moving on. Okay, the next one is 337, also from Danny Younger, ongoing costs in the event of registry failure assistance measures, with the response starting at 776. A one-liner. Does anyone have any comment on this one? Any objection to it? Yes, Eric has raised his hand. Eric, please.
Yeah, I think this is actually a comment that we should remove because it is directly related to the proposal, and we have grappled with the financial instrument problem. So I'd say C above, you know, reference to the 335.
Okay. Any objection to that solution? Basically replacing this with please see the response to 335. Okay. Lucky Lane with your divided attention between driving kids to school and staying on the call. Does anybody object? Please put a red X or raise your hand to comment. Eric, I see your hand is still up, but I assume that's just a remainder. Anybody object to basically saying here, please see the response to 335? Okay. Seeing no red X's, seeing no hands, I'm going to move on. Shout out if I shouldn't yet. Okay, moving on. Next one is 338, also from Danny Younger, Culture and Linguistic TLDs, proposal for support and new fast track program. This one says to be completed. This one I would suggest was out of scope for our working group. But does anybody else have a different answer? Eric, you're agreeing with an answer that says this was out of scope for our working group. Anyone else agree with that response? Anyone disagree with that response? I see a couple agreements. Carla, could you change to be completed to this was out of scope for our working group or for this working group?
Done.
Okay, thank you. I see a yep from Eric. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Shout out again if I'm moving on too fast. 339 from Danny. Registrar transaction fee support for disadvantaged GTLD applicants. Response starts at 8:06 and goes on to, oops, I went too far. Goes on to 8:22. Any issues with this response as written? Give a couple seconds for people to read it over. Please put up a red X if you object to it or your hands to speak to it. And, of course, if you support it, please put up a green check. Okay. Seeing no checks, seeing no X's, seeing no hands, is it safe to move on from this one? Does anybody object to me moving on at this point? Please shout out. No shout out. Okay. Going to 3310 from S. Dimatoribus and Danny Younger. Bundling of applications, reduced fee proposal. And the response starts at 845 and goes on to 853. Any issues with this response? Any checks, X's, or comments to be made? Is it safe to move on? Anybody object to me moving on? Shout out.
Avery, this is basically cut directly from our report, right?
Yep, it looks like it. I'd have to compare line for line to say that it was.
That's correct.
That's correct. Thank you, Carla.
Just to make it clearer, you might want to say there's a minority view from our recommendations or from our report.
In fact, it might be good on this one and the previous one, based on your recommendation, to actually give a reference to the section number. Right. If any time you've quoted it, if you could give a reference to the section number, that would probably be most helpful.
Will do.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on this one? Any objection to my moving on to 3311 from Danny Younger? Shout? No shouts. Exception to registry, registrar separation for certain groups, 3311. I see Eric's hand up. I could almost guess what I would say here. Eric, please go ahead.
Can you read my mind, Avery?
I think on this one, this was seen as out of scope for this group response.
Gosh, I wish I could say that. No.
Oh, sorry. I didn't read your mind. I forgive you.
Okay, I can live with the, I don't know about consensus, but I know that there are people with the view that where market power is not the issue, then blah. The exemption after 4 years and 5 years, this confuses time with need, and we don't actually see need. I mean, time, we see need. We don't know that need will have gone in 5 years or 4 years. So, insofar that there is market power language in the GAC's recommendation, I don't have a problem with putting a reference to something I don't believe should exist here, which is vertical integration. But if there is vertical integration here, I don't want to see us substituting time for need. So I don't think that the 5 years language at beginning at 86 at the end of 867 should be present. Thank you.
You don't think that? Okay, so basically 867 through the end there is basically what you're objecting to. You would suggest removing, correct?
Yeah, because right. I don't know about time.
Okay,
yes,
understood.
Review is fine, but a commitment to a five-year schedule independent of need is independent of need. Thanks.
Okay.
Can I get in?
Yes, please, Alan.
Yeah, I'm having a sense of deja vu. We had this discussion. Eric made the same point. I thought we agreed to changed wording. Is
right.
This really what the report says in the section where we're talking about it?
I didn't think so.
Does anyone know where that is?
Yeah,
so we can look at it?
I don't remember the lines up now, but I'll bring it up. It is. Okay, I've got the report. Because maybe, Carla, you just have this from an older version. I don't remember.
Or maybe we didn't change it, but I thought we discussed it. I don't remember what we came up with, but I thought we came to closure on it and we all agreed.
It's possible, Alan. Possible because
yeah.
This addenda, the last time I worked on that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. know this thing by heart at the moment. Yeah, it has been changed. There was a consensus that, and this is 423, well, actually, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the right copy. There was a consensus that in cases where market power is not initial, applicants who met the requirements for support would be granted a special exemption from the requirement for registrar separation. The special exemption could be reviewed after 5 years. During the period of the exemption, the ICANN compliance department function would, at its own discretion, review to ensure that the exemption was not being abused, the recommendation takes into account, etc.
That sounds exactly what we wrote.
Huh?
I said, that sounds like what we wrote.
Right. So, yeah, Carlos, you just substitute what's in the report now for this one with a reference back. Eric, would that work for you?
Can you tell me in the report where you read from, please?
I'm at section, I'm looking at 22-1 as opposed to 22-3. I didn't bring up the right report, but it was around line 423 in that one. It's section 2, no, it wasn't 2-7, it's 3-7. Yeah, I can later make sure that I have found the actual section.
If we scan, if you scan for the word for 5 years, the term 5 years, digit
yeah,
5 years,
know.
You'll find it.
Okay.
Okay. Is that reasonable to everyone?
Yep.
After this, basically, what's going to happen is basically Carla will put out the revised one as she understood all of our discussions. We'll take a look at it. And then I'll do the same last call thing that I am doing on the final report, so people will have a chance to look at the actual wording just to make sure that it is correct.
So just to make, this is Carla, just to make sure that I'm doing this change correct. So you want me to remove everything that we have right now in yellow and replace with what we had in the milestone report, which I have as an exception to the rules requiring separation of the registrar. There's a whole paragraph including reference to the GEC. You want me to copy and paste?
I don't think we need to put the whole reference to the GEC. I think we could stop before that.
Okay. So I'm going to just copy and paste everything that I have here and replace what is now in the addenda.
And a pointer to where the full text is.
Right. And you can say this recommend. I mean, you can leave the sentence in. You know, the recommendation takes into account the advice given by the government, you know, but not actually quote the advice.
Okay, perfect. And don't worry about the references. I have to clean up the whole document.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Is that okay with anyone? Does anybody object to that solution? Any comments? Green checks, red X's. As I say, you all have a chance to look at the text again. Okay. And moving on down, shout at me if I'm moving too quickly.
I don't think there is any more.
Oh, there isn't any more. Okay. Are there any comments on any of the ending material that is in this document at the moment? That's basically the letter that's there. And then there's the excerpts that were sent, just as a record keeping, et cetera. So, any other comments on this?
The only comment I would have is looking at the page number on the last page, we should go back and add a few more words to the answer to George, saying note the responses to the comment period in this report and include, you know, something 42 pages.
Well, it's actually not. It isn't all. 42 pages aren't all. It would actually be shorter. But
well, yes, indeed,
yeah.
But whatever.
Andrew, you have your hand up.
Yeah, just a quick question, Avery. On 957, number 6, the excerpt from the draft final report.
Yeah.
I'm confused by that. Is that not in the – is that not in, up higher in the report?
What you mean, higher in the addendum?
Okay, this is an addendum, right?
Right, this is an addendum that is not only listing the responses to the comments, but is, and one thing I was going to ask about the organization of it, but is also listing basically everything else that we put out. It's a complete historical record of the work of the group.
Got it. And so this excerpt from the draft final report was the final report that we were working at around the time of, I guess,
right.
Vilnius?
Yep, and we should probably be more specific, saying that this was an excerpt from the final report delivered at such and such a date.
I would suggest delivered at and delivered to whom and that kind of stuff. And
right.
Just so that it's very, very clear that there's no – I wouldn't want people to read this and say, well, wait a second, is this a repeat? Does this not – you know, we want to make sure that they know which supersedes what and that kind of thing.
Yeah, makes sense. Is that okay, Carla?
Yeah, I'll do this
right
now.
To be more specific on, and perhaps that note will apply to anything. Now, one question I have: while we have these things in chronological order, should the response to comments be in the chronological order? Is that the correct thing to do? If nobody has any objection, leave it as that. Are they visible enough there, or should they be before all of the record documents? Any comment on that? Is it just me feeling that somehow it gets lost in the middle and people might not see it?
This is Carla Avery. This is one of my comments for the group today. I think that the order of it could be improved. And I also want to make a note that the summary and analysis will post it as a standalone separate document in the summary analysis public forum section.
Okay. I don't think we need to reproduce that, since you reproduce it in sort of cut form, but you may want to reference it. What I would suggest is, let's see if other people are fine with it, that Carla, you, if you think a better orientation is better, that you present one and then we can go from there, as opposed to trying to talk about it now on this. That we've talked about the most important content, which is the response to comments. But if you have a suggestion for a better organization, just do it, and we'll look at it and talk about it on the list. Is that okay with people?
Yep.
Avery, my only suggestion is to move the summary ever to, so have the working group members, the summary, and then in chronological order all of the different publications.
That works really well for me. Does that work for others? Great. So I'd say do that. That works for people.
Thank you.
Okay. Should we move on to the media announcement now? We have basically 14 minutes left in this meeting. It's obvious we're not going to get to the future charter objectives, so we could take that on the list and talk about that next Tuesday. But I'd like to – is it okay now to move from this document to media announcement? Anybody object? Okay, thanks, Carla. Can you bring up the media announcement? Is that in the do you have that in?
Yeah, I don't have it. Just give me one moment. I have the PDF. We received two comments, one from Sebastian and another one from Eric. My apologies if there was any other comment I didn't see.
I didn't see any. I mean, basically, we have some more time on this document. One other question while she's doing that. Is my assumption correct that the addenda is not translated, or am I, given its length and comments, or am I wrong about that? Is it to be translated? Are there any comments? Sebastian, please.
Yeah, my general comment about the translation is the following. We need to translate in more language the summary and in less, and not a full bunch of long document. And I think that this addendum at least didn't need the translation.
Okay.
And that's my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you. So, and as we are translating the milestone report, we're just not translating all the addenda. In this case, it's longer than just the summary. It's the milestone report is being translated. So I assume that you might think. Excuse me?
Yes. Yeah, so just as a clarification point. So the intent is to translate the milestone report translate the summary and analysis, because it's also going to be a standalone document, and translate the announcement.
Okay. And does that work for everybody? I see a check from Sebastian. Does anybody object to that? Okay, thanks. I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on that. Okay, to move to the milestone, I guess I'd like to ask Eric and Sebastian both to sort of discuss their issues. Who wants to go first? Okay, I'll call. Okay.
I can go.
Okay, Sebastian, thank you.
No problem. That's difficult to have both my document and the other, but I would like to argue the fact that just the second, the end of the first line and the second line, it's how should ICANN help new generic top-level domain names applicant. I think it's a reduction of what we are doing. It's not just ICANN who will help, but we try to have other helpers. And even if it's just a title, it's misleading from my point of view, and I would like to suggest something more open to add after ICANN help, to add and or set up a program to help new generic top level domain names. Then it's read, how should ICANN help and or set up a program to help new generic top-level domain. Thank you. That's the first one.
Okay. What do people think on Sebastian's recommended change? People accept that change?
It's Alan. I agree with the intent. I'm not sure I like the wording.
No, but that's another point. It's I am talking about idea, not about word. Not my cup of tea, the word, and it's not my language, my first language, and no problem about that, Alan.
Okay. No, I didn't think you were going to argue. I'm just saying I don't think we should capture those words as such. I think we want to find ways in which ICANN can facilitate the application or whatever. And whether it's ICANN putting the money in or someone else doing it, it's ICANN taking some action to see that it happens.
What if we remove the ICANN, the reference to ICANN as being, you know, the action, and say something to the fact that how to help or how to better improve accessibility from applicants from developing countries?
Right. One way to do it would be to turn it into a passive sentence, which
exactly.
I know very often is sort of, how can new generic top-level domain applicants from developing countries be helped? And then we could go further if we wanted to, a clause either by ICANN or with ICANN facilitation by others.
Either directly by ICANN or, yes, I like that.
So would that work for people?
That worked for me.
Okay. Carla, was that so? Turn it into a passive sentence. So how can new generic top-level domain applicants from developing countries be helped, either directly by ICANN or indirectly with ICANN facilitation?
Aubrey, it's Elaine.
Yes, Elaine.
At the end of that sentence, can we just say ICANN community?
Does that work as well for you, Sebastian? I'm trying to respond to your request. And Alan also, who suggested the directly and indirectly wording.
I'm not in front of my computer right now. If you can read the sentence, I could tell you.
It would basically be, how can new generic top-level domain name applicants from developing countries be helped by the ICANN community? As opposed to the other phrase I had, be helped either directly by ICANN or indirectly through ICANN facilitation.
Yeah, so I have one comment on this, which is, for example, if we have World Bank or if we have other international organizations that would be involved in providing aid to these applicants, they might not necessarily be ICANN community the way we look at ICANN community.
That's true.
It's why I suggest that you keep your sentence, Avery,
okay.
And maybe we add at the end of ICANN where ICANN community. But that's a whole bunch of discussion we can open. What is ICANN? From my point of view, ICANN is us. It's not just the board or it's not just the staff. But then it's the ICANN community, the same thing, ICANN or ICANN community. Then I don't care if we add this word after. It's another big discussion. But I prefer your sentence, Avery, even if we add community after ICANN. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to make the same comment that Carla did, that the World Bank is not part of the ICANN community, and we would like to see help from them, among others.
Elaine, does that work for you?
Yeah, I don't have.
So it could be either directly by the ICANN community or, you know, indirectly through ICANN facilitation.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right, so my I have a tendency to try to simplify on the announcement, and the reason why is because media has a very short attention span, and they take things out of context in a way that sometimes is very unproductive to us. So my recommendation would be keep it simple and say, how can new generic top-level domain names applicants from developing countries be helped?
That is that okay with people? Although,
because we want to drive people to read the report. We want to drive people to actually seek information and understand the issue. The whole message, if I want somebody to repeat what this working group is doing, I think that this is what we need to achieve in the first paragraph, is somebody asks, okay, what is this group about? Oh, they're trying to help developing countries, you know, to be participants in their new GTOD program. You know, I'd like them to be able to quickly repeat that in a sentence.
Okay, thank you. Andrew, I see your hand up.
Yes, thanks, Aubrey. Carla, I think you're right on. I think the shortest and the less jargony this is, the more likely we are to get people to read it. And since some of the people who we really would like to attract may not now consider themselves part of the ICANN community, leaving it open like this is probably a good thing. So I fully subscribe. Shorter, punchier, better.
Okay. Sebastian, Alan, are you okay with that proposal?
Yeah, I agree.
Sebastian? Green check will do. You don't have to unmute. Thank you. Okay, anyone else have a comment on that change? Okay, in which case, and Eric says good point. At least I think he's referring to this. Eric, your issue, please.
Thank you, Avery. This is Eric Brunner-Williams. I wrote to Carla, and I'll just read my letter since that covers everything. I wrote, Carla, I like the overall structure, the five bullet points, and what happens next, but it didn't read like a press release. I always start mine with for immediate release or hold until date, mostly to put me in the mind that I'm writing a media piece. So I have some suggestions some changes to suggest. The heading shouldn't stress countries, as that suggests ISO 3166 and either cheap capture by for-profits, such as .co and .so recently, and microstates for the past decade, but rather should stress economies or simply geographical and socioeconomic diversity. The source of the impulse is the board resolution in Nairobi, not the innate importance of the issue, which will tend to show the board in a partially deserved good light. No one knows what a milestone report is. So the temporal context is absent. The reader won't know from this text that applications will be accepted from 1 June 2011 to 1 August 2011. And that is the urgent nowness of this report. The what next section of Section 5 message is repeated or repeats the content that's in Para 2 in Section 1. After the reference to the board, I suggest a para on the SOAC as being next in importance in this story. I also wouldn't use real estate, as that suggests private, not public purpose and benefit. And all nations already have country codes. Accessibility frequently means handicap accommodation, and that's not what we're about. The working group volunteers are highly informed and publicly interested individuals, la crème de la crème of the ICANN community, not bodies from a bunch of remote places, and that puts us in a partially deserved good light. So at the end, at the end, I make what I probably should have started off with the first, which is basically the problem that I see with the structure of this, is that the substance should come ahead of the process. The meat is in item 5. That should be item 1. And then items 8 and 9 can be cut. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, this is a reordering and a rewriting of some portions, right?
There's a resort and a rewrite, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a very good commentary.
Okay, so we obviously won't do that live. Carla will put on another version. I cut off Sebastian before he got all his points made. We won't have time to work through them, but I'd like to give him a chance to get them said. Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. It was about the point number 2, why it is important at the end of the first line, all nations around the world should have access. And I wanted to add all new GTLD projects around the world and not taking nation out, because it's not a nation, a state who will be allowed to participate, but it's organization, company, people, whatever. And the term of nation here, it's not the right one. Then I suggest something, but once again, you may have some other idea about English. And my last point, it's that in section 6, second bullet point, we are missing the word comment at the end of the sentence before received. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We are at 11:30 now. We've got the comments. I believe that Carla will be putting out a new version of this. I suggest that at our Tuesday meeting, we start with going through this again and then go to the issue of the charter changes. I will bring up the issue online about, in terms of charter, do we want to try and rush it into the next GNSO meeting, or do we want to think through it? And because the next GNSO meeting, we'd have to have, I was wrong, not by the 11th, but by the 10th, they would have to have a motion in front of them. They won't have the report yet. They won't have anything. So perhaps I'm rushing things too much. And we'll get back to all those things Tuesday and on the list. Anyone else have anything else they want to add before I close the meeting? Yes, Sebastian.
Yeah, I will try to do my best to participate, but I will be in Washington in a conference, and I don't know how my connection will happen. But if I am not there, just apologize, and I will try to follow on the mail. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And if you can only participate through Adobe and not through spoken, that works too. So I want to thank everybody for all the work that's been done to bring these two documents to closure. I say we have to finish the last call on the milestone report. Once we've seen a stable rework of this one, I'll start the last call on that one. I especially thank Carla for the capturing it all and the constant revisions with the rest of her job is, you know, going on. So thank you very much. And Evan, did you have anything to add before I close the meeting?
Not at all.
Okay, thanks. So thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. Those of you for whom it's already the middle of the night of the first day of the weekend, sleep well. And I'll talk to you all next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.